Item 7, 2014 Adapted Budget Amendment 1A028 from the Office of the Sheriff submitting a verbal status update on the office's responsiveness to absconder apprehension requests from the House of Correction. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Wow, all this unity. How far we've come since budget time.
It's a beautiful time.
All right, gentlemen.
Chairman, supervisors, we could have a photo moment if you'd like.
I've got it. It's in my brain.
I see it.
Basically, this is involving the apprehension unit. Just as a quick reminder, what happened in the proposed budget, which was then adopted, there are five sheriff's office deputies assigned to the apprehension unit. Basically, what the issue that came before the board and wanted clarification on was making sure that individuals from the House of Correction that were basically Huber inmates that either cut their bracelets if they're on electronic monitoring, any type of what we'll call escape from custody, or individuals that failure to report. In other words, they were assigned by a court to come to the House of Correction to check in and they failed to show up on their assigned date. You should have a copy in front of you of every single complaint that we receive from the House regarding this type of an inmate. As you can tell, all but one has been brought back into custody, and the one that's still outstanding is certainly being pursued by our unit at this time. What I would like to point out is that it's not an extremely long list. This involves over 3 months' worth of casework, which certainly what does the apprehension unit do in addition to that? That's not their quote-unquote full-time job. In addition to that, what they have done has been working on warrants, which is also part of our apprehension work. And to date, they have pulled in, done over 220 workups on various individuals that had warrants on them, and we've cleared 215 of those warrants with that particular unit. So the bottom line is they've done everything in concert with the House of Correction. Their staff calls our staff. Immediately, unit goes out and starts looking for any of these individuals, and then when they're not busy looking for such an individual, then they're basically clearing warrants. Felonies on down through traffic. Thank you.
Okay. Are all of these, I'm sorry, what is this, the fourth one from the bottom, what does that status say?
Failure to report, basically it's a bad release from another county agency. In other words, they were in their custody and they should have held them and didn't do so, so we had to go out and find them.
Oh, they were at the house, but they were being held for another county?
They were at a different county for a specific case. They were to be transferred back when that case was down to the House of Correction.
Oh, man.
That didn't occur, so then we were called to pick that individual up.
Questions? Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, out of this pool of people, I mean, what's the potential pool of absconders that was out there? I mean, that's, what, people out on bail, that's work release? I mean, how big of a pool is this out of?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, actually that reflects approximately 200 inmates on a GPS program and another 250 inmates who are actively using their Huber privileges or work release privileges, whether they're going out to work or treatment or family care, whatever that situation is. And then if you'll notice, like, the only GPS escapes are the ones where it says cut bracelet. We only had three of those. And some of them are a violation, GPS violation, where we've lost. They're out of their zone. They're in an area they're not supposed to be. We weren't able to communicate with them. We contacted the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department, we knew exactly where they were because, obviously, goal of positioning, they went there and picked them up. That's why you'll see in those cases the same date from the date that we requested assistance, they were able to apprehend these individuals.
Does this also include people who are have a pending case and they're out on bail and don't return for a court date?
This would not include that group. Now, that could be something that the Sheriff's Department has to deal with, but again, The FTRs, those are the ones who were the court, as the inspector said, the court said you were going to serve X amount of days in the house. You have to report on this date, and then they failed to report on that date.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Supervisor Johnson.
Well, this is unrelated, but I wanted to thank whoever is responsible for inmates who are on the expressway cleaning up. So, Superintendent Hafeman, thank you very much for having that done.
Welcome.
It's very welcome. Very welcome.
Is that what I'm seeing? Those are inmates that I'm seeing the last few days?
Right. We have Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we have inmate work crews right now. We're actually working in 20 parks throughout the county, and we're really working very hard to get the highways done, so we have crews out daily addressing the highways. Some of those people actually initially are some highway workers, but we're supplementing and supporting them wherever we can.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is there any possible discussion about those inmates performing any duties related to potholes?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if the city wants to, us to help them out and supply inmates, we're more than willing to do that.
Good news. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. We had the budget allocated 75% of the funds for this activity were allocated into a contingency and would need to be moved. That was not a part of the file, but I would take that as a by the committee action if offered. Supervisor Brooke.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and I'm not exactly sure what the proper wordage is, but I will make that motion by the committee, and however I can assist staff as far as the wording is concerned, whatever that takes. I'm assuming that our colleagues on this committee have this resolution?
It's been distributed, yes.
Okay.
So the motion for adoption is a transfer. It's there are two be it resolved clauses. It's a transfer of the funding to the Sheriff's Apprehension Unit of the remaining funds for that purpose in the budget, and it directs a fund transfer as well.
So I'll make that motion then.
Very good.
Okay.
You've heard the motion. It's been distributed. Are there questions on the motion? Seeing no questions on the motion.
On the motion to adopt the by the committee resolution, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Very good. Thank you both. I appreciate where we finally arrived.
Hey, Mike. I'll see you on the track.